As another day draws to a close in the capital, the nighttime world of London's wholesale food markets is beginning to stir. Between them, these London institutions have been supplying the city with fish, meat, and fruit and veg for centuries, and are a rich seam in London's history. But how relevant are these markets today, and what will be their role in the London of tomorrow? Lying in the shadow of Canary Wharf, between the banks and their billions, is Britain's biggest inland fish market.
What goes on here is very similar to what goes on just over there in Canary Wharf.
Billingsgate is a slice of old London, whose values and traditions are as old as the city itself. But London's changing, and Billingsgate must adapt to the changing tastes of the city's people. These are tough times for fish merchants. Dwindling fish stocks, the rise of the supermarkets, and a deep recession means making money is harder than ever.
It's the toughest time I've known in business.
The pressure to survive is beginning to threaten the traditions of the market itself. Even the job of the licensed fish porter, once a job for life, could be thrown open to all comers. London's oldest wholesale market is on the verge of its biggest change in over 1,000 years. The market is divided. Will ancient custom or modern commerce win out? The Battle of Billingsgate has just begun.
It's terrible weather, Rog.
But when they were coming over from Dunkirk, they never worried about the weather, did they?
Roger Barton is one of the market's most successful merchants. He's worked in Billingsgate for 51 years.
The mackerel will have a price, my friend.
It's November. Violent storms are sweeping the country, keeping our fishing fleet in port.
I want them, yeah, I will want them.
With fish scarce and prices high, Roger spots an opportunity.
If I can get hold of more fish than any other of my opponents, it helps me, put it like that.
The market floor is just the shop window. Behind the scenes, an army of porters moves boxes of fish from cold store to fish store, then out to the battalions of white vans that keep the city fed with fish. Chris Gill is the latest in a long line of Gills to work as a fish porter.
I work for Roger Barton. There's four of us on here.
Find your background.
From schools to hospitals, Michelin-star restaurants to the fish and chip shop at the end of your road, Billingsgate's customers buy 25,000 tons of fish each year.
Herman, out of the way.
Fish cannot be moved by merchant nor customer, but only by the licensed porters. Walking up to 13 miles a night, they each carry around a ton of fish.
Straight place.
Men like these have been moving fish since Elizabethan times.